It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush,
Part 1.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush. RX 93.1.
Radio RX 93.1. Good morning, everyone.
Hello, guys. Good morning.
We do it so well.
What do we do so well?
Sounding so cheerful, despite how we actually feel on a Monday morning.
Well, I don't know. I kind of felt all right.
Really?
Yeah.
Not after that horrendous weekend
I had.
I thought.
I thought maybe, you know. They say bad luck and good luck comes in threes.
Yeah.
And I was kind of like, oh,
I think that counts for three already.
When yeah, you get I lost your phone my phone stolen. Over the weekend. Actually, I didn't lose it. It was stolen from me.
Actually, there's a big diff. And, well, there's always a...
No, you know, the good thing I found today was I was driving my car and I tried a new fuel.
Oh.
And wow, what a difference it made.
But that's what you said about the fuel that you were using before you switched this, right?
Yeah.
Because you were using a different fuel then. Let's say you were using fuel A. And then after you switched to fuel B, you were so happy. You kept on telling me that was really good. So apparently you found fuel C, which is even better than fuel B.
It's a different gas station.
Ah.
Previously it was from the same gas station.
Just a different fuel.
Now it's a different fuel, different gas station. And wow, I was like... You know, there really is something to be said about being able to trust your engine. When you need power, it should be there.
To deliver.
To deliver. You know, when you're trying to weave through, like, all these motorcycles that are taking up four lanes on yeah. C5. And you know there's an open space and they just, you know, you need to weave.
That is true.
And you need power in your car. And I was like, wow. Woohoo!
Yeah.
It made my day.
Yeah.
No, you know, ever since I moved farther away from the office, I feel like, and I have the chance to drive.
Mm-hmm.
I hate it because sometimes traffic can be so bad.
Yeah.
But days like today, I remember why I love driving so much.
Wow. Oh my gosh. You know what?
What?
We have to take an epic pic today.
Is it my hair?
No.
Do you like my hair?
You've got like giant boobies. I'm so distracted. Why are they huge?
They're not. Well, I don't
know. What happened?
I woke up. They were like that.
They're like, what are those?
Well, hello there.
You've got like gigantic boobies.
No, I think it's the
dress. We can't rag on you for being flat-chested. Not today.
Not today.
Oh no, my gosh. Can we just post just a cleavage pic? I'm telling you.
Wow. We'll do anything.
Goodness gracious.
We'll do anything today.
I think you just piqued everyone's curiosity today.
Okay.
What the heck?
Lose a phone, gain a boob.
Here, I'm giving away 10 phones.
I have two phones.
I was like, what are those? I don't think you lost a phone over the weekend. I think you had something done.
Maybe I might have tucked it in somewhere. No, I think it's a combination of...
This is gigantic.
Of the pregnancy. Maybe it's the dress. I haven't worn this dress since I was pregnant last time.
Goodness gracious.
I know, right?
I don't think they even looked this big last pregnancy.
Really?
They're so distracting. They're gigantic.
Oh my gosh, I get to say all the words I want to say.
What?
Eyes here.
Exactly. I was like, you're telling me a story about like the gas and all that. And all I could see was like, boobs, 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 boobs.
I'd be like a cow. Ready to be milked.
Oh my God. I can't wait till Gino gets here.
Oh gosh.
I'm sure he's going to go like, he's going to be so distracted. Oh my goodness.
Wow. Well, this is what happens when you lose a phone.
We were supposed to... Now I want to do like a booby top 10. But okay, let's do something. Maybe you can do that tomorrow for today. Because I posted it already. But
okay,
you know, I wanted to change it
today?
To like...
Wow.
The top 10 signs... We're going to do something that's very timely.
Okay.
The top 10 signs that you live in Gates of Hell City. Diba? Gates of Hell City. Diba? Parang Quezon City lang yung peg. Gates of Hell City.
This is like to us the, remember when, was it James Bond? That was filmed here?
Yeah. No. Born Identity.
Identity. So we are now again at the center of an international...
But, you know, to be fair, he didn't say it as Dan Brown. It was part of the book. It's fiction.
I mean, right.
It was described as...
Right.
Well, the lead character said, it's like I've been through the gates of hell. Being in Manila.
Oh.
Referring to Manila.
And let's face it, to be honest... It really feels like hell here.
Sometimes. And it depends where you are.
Where you are,
I mean,
yeah.
Obviously, if you're in Greenbelt, you know, it doesn't feel like...
Or if you're in Palawan.
Or in Palawan. Obviously, you know? You're like in paradise. But there are places. Well,
yeah.
She was specifying Manila, the city.
Okay.
So, how do you... What are the signs that you live in Gates of Hell City? Pretend it's like a name of a city. Gates of Hell City.
And everyone on Twitter was sounding
yeah.
off.
And we're not... Specifying Manila, okay? Like whatever city you're in.
Okay.
How do you tell that you're in Gates of Hell City? If you want to join us for today, just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush, hashtag Gates of Hell City, and hashtag I want to see Del's boobs. Feeling ko yun ang magte-trend.
Me and my boobs will be back. Wow, so much publicity.
I know.
So this is what the FHM girls,
I
you
swear.
Know, feel like.
Yes.
Wow.
We need
I
to
hit
take
the
an
jackpot.
Epic pic. Tapos yung you know those epic pics na yung naka-scrunch with your two elbows are scrunching your boobs. So they really look so, they really pop out. Yeah.
I can't believe I've been objectified.
Yes. Isn't that wonderful?
So it's a wonderful feeling. All right, 612, let's start the show with this.
Best FM radio station. 20th KBP Golden Dove Awards. Monster Radio, RX 93.1. Your Kikai Barkada. The Morning Rush.
Hello, good morning, everybody. Welcome to May 27, 2015. My name is Del. The news. We did this before, right?
This is different.
Oh, this is a different guy.
It's a new guy. It's in football.
Okay, football, like soccer.
Yes. The other one was basketball.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Right. All right, the news. Robbie Rogers, who thought coming out as a gay man would spell the end of his dream of a football career, has signed with the LA Galaxy and will be Major League Soccer's first openly gay player.
Ever.
Stress on the open, okay?
Yeah.
Because there are gay guys.
Yes.
It's just that they're not open about it. He says, and I quote, "For 25 years, I've been afraid to share a secret with someone, and I finally did that. I kept my secret because I thought I couldn't be both a soccer player and a gay athlete," unquote. Now Rogers is poised to become the first openly gay athlete to play in a major U.S. professional sports league for men. The Galaxy's acquisition of Rogers is another milestone for gay men in team sports. Rogers, who turned 26 on May 12, revealed his sexual orientation in February in a blog posting in which he also announced his retirement from football.
He thought he needed to retire after coming out. Because,
right.
You know, it seemed like...
But retiring at 26, you just know it's not about anything
exactly.
Except, you know, maybe. He was afraid that he would be shunned.
And he thought that it was going to be, what do you call this? That he would, that everything would be over.
Right.
Only to find out that he was signed on by LA Galaxy. And one of the, like, one of parang a celebrity-ish kind of, because they had David Beckham before.
Yeah.
And then now they got him, the first openly gay football player.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he's poggy, yeah.
Oh, really?
So it doesn't hurt that he's very personable.
Well, I wonder if he's a good football player.
Well, if they got him.
Because sometimes it isn't about that.
Oh, really?
Well, I don't know.
Because I would think, you know, they'd probably get somebody for the celebrity status. But this is a different kind of, more like, you can argue, notoriety.
Right.
Because, you know, like, not, I mean, it's not exactly, unlike David Beckham, he's a star.
Yeah.
Here, you're like, would people want to watch, you know,
and
an
openly gay man?
And will
people feel weird about having a gay man on the team?
There you go. Uh-huh. I mean, how it would play out.
How does it feel after a game in the shower room?
Yeah, diba? I mean, you think about these things. But yeah. Will it be distracting to the other players or, you know?
Well, the name is Robbie Rogers. You may want to read up on him.
Yeah.
Let's see how he is.
I think we'll hear more from this guy. You know, not so much, not necessarily because of his skills, but, you know.
Because he's the first openly gay soccer player.
So I think we'll be seeing a lot of pictures of him in the near future.
And you know what? I was just watching, I was watching, there's this great new series on National Geographic. I'm sure you've seen it.
Yeah.
The 80s.
Yes.
About the decade.
Yeah.
And yesterday, last night, I couldn't sleep.
I've always wanted to watch it.
I think it just started. Mm-hmm. It just started. And last night, they had, at least what I caught, was two back-to-back episodes. It's so interesting because they showed how, you know, the many icons of the 80s. Mm-hmm. And each episode would focus on, for example, Calvin Klein.
Yeah.
The first ever man in his skivvies in a billboard.
Yeah.
Prior to Calvin Klein, nobody put up a male
underwear model.
And they were saying that in as much as Calvin Klein was just selling underwear, it also introduced to the mainstream a very gay market.
Yeah.
Not intentionally.
And what's his name? The model's name?
Yeah, he was there.
Yeah.
He was being interviewed as well.
He didn't really make it big as a model just for that.
Actually, he doesn't look...
Right?
Yeah,
because I saw other pictures of him and it's like, he looks really good in that photo.
Yes.
But he's not, you know.
If you don't know what we're talking about, it's the picture of this guy in his briefs.
Yeah.
And
the shot was very low.
The shot was very low,
the
making things
very
big.
Yes.
Yeah, and he did say that it changed his life.
Yeah, I would think so.
And the famous icons of the 80s were being interviewed, and Joan Collins said, "I don't think they were looking at the underwear." So anyway, it's getting more gay.
Yeah,
our society, in the sense that people are just being more open.
And I think, you know, it's always been there.
Yeah.
I guess the difference now
is the reception.
That the reception, and people are starting to say it more.
Yeah.
You know.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's the news. The first one today here on the show. We got an interesting news item next hour.
It's a train wreck.
She has been in a string.
Yeah.
Of bad press in a week.
Yeah.
She had like really very, very bad week.
It has gotten worse.
Yep. All right. So
much
we're going
to
talk about Amanda Bynes next hour.
Yes.
For now, that's all the news I have on the first hour of the show. You got Chico, Delamar, and Gino checking in on this beautiful Monday right here on Summer's Hottest, RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monster Radio, RX 93.1. And here we go. We've got our Top 10 for today. The Top 10 Signs That You Live in Gates of Hell City.
As if that were the name of
That's the name of the city.
Gates of Hell City.
Gates of Hell City. All right.
Do you guys have the book? And
no.
Are you interested?
I'm into Dan Brown. Like, I mean the books.
Okay.
No. I mean, you know
why
what?
Am I not surprised?
I really, really loved Angels and Demons.
Yeah, you said even more than
the
Da Vinci,
Code. And when I saw the movie, it's like, no, it was scarier when I was reading it. I had goosebumps while I was reading it.
Right.
But he's universally panned in general.
In general, yeah.
A lot of people find him like corny, but I like the books. I find it interesting.
I mean, and you can't...
Hey, if a lot of people find him corny, then he wouldn't be a famous writer.
Well,
he wouldn't have the movies.
The critics.
Oh, well.
Well, critics are very hard to please. But
they are.
You know,
and sometimes they're just snooty, just to be snooty.
No, I think if you don't know a lot about science...
Literature,
and
yes.
Siguro...
You'd be impressed.
We'd be impressed. Yeah. Like us. They're parang, oh, that's so cool.
Like, but if you're a normal person.
But I guess if you know, like... what he's actually talking about, you'd find it all hokey.
Yeah.
Yung parang,
I forgot how many books the Da Vinci Code how many are in print.
In print.
But it's remarkable.
It is.
Because they did say something like, he was being interviewed on the Stephen Colbert show, and he was saying, you know, he sold a lot of books. The only book on top of him in the selling more was the Bible.
It is.
But then Dan Brown goes to say, well, they had a 2,000-year head start.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, wow.
Well, that's quite a statement to say,
yeah.
Because when you look at that, no, when you look at the Guinness Book of World Records, it's really the Bible.
Yeah, it's the Bible.
That holds the record, you know, by far.
Hello, every hotel room pa lang.
Right.
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 But when you think about it, Christians are not the most madami. But,
no.
But you know, when it comes to the book, it's really the Bible. And,
well, also because of the capitalist society that allows you to buy those books, unlike, you know, in other religions.
Yeah. What's the counterpart of the Bible for
Quran? Right?
Can you readily buy it?
Yes, you can.
But remember, like the capitalist society, people have money.
Yeah,
and we have lots of bookstores.
And let's, for instance, like the
I don't
Hindus.
Think I've ever seen a copy of the Quran.
Oh, like what you have one like. In your home, right?
Really? Actually, even in a bookstore, you would find it.
My friend has three versions.
Yeah. And they spell it, ano, Q-U-R-A-N.
Q-U-R-A-N, yeah.
Quran.
Yeah. And then for the Hindus, parang for instance, the books that they have...
Sorry.
The books that they have are not like... Are
he's
not
thinking
like,
vodka. We're talking about a biblical book. I mean, a religious book. He's like, Quran?
Yeah.
That's like... Absolute, like Quran, absolute Quran.
I know, you know, because like those are like holy.
Sorry, okay, I had a pretty long weekend.
Yeah, it's like they're like holy books.
Yeah,
but with let's say the Hindus, it's more like they're not holy. Like for instance, the Bhagavad Gita, the Ramayana, they're more like stories.
They're like legends.
Yeah, so they're a little different. Uh-huh. They're not like the Bible and the Quran. So here we go. We've got our the top 10 signs that you live in Gates of Hell City. Let's start off with Chenong. Yung kapag ang nanalo niyong mayor, yung sinasabi ng marami na hindi nila iboboto.
Oh yeah.
But they end up winning anyways. So yeah.
But the thing is din kasi, when you say sinasabi ng marami, chances are you're getting it from your circle of friends.
Unless that's true.
Unless na lang your circle of friends is super diverse, na you're covering all markets and all, you know.
Some people are swayed.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people who won't vote for someone who they think is going to lose.
That is true. That's true. Even if they believe in them.
If they believe in them.
Tonya Marcopio says, yung mas madalas pang nakakakain ang mga daga kesa sa mga batang yagit sa kalsada.
But that's what pests are for.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's what they do.
Yeah, they live the life.
Really. Yeah. And,
well, I wouldn't exactly call it they live the life.
To pests, that is the life, wouldn't you
I guess
say?
No.
Like, a lot of dead bodies would be a feast.
Parang si ano, in the cartoons of Charlotte's Web, si Templeton.
Mm-hmm.
Like, after the fair, di ba, at the fair, yung garbage, sa kanya, it was like a feast.
Yeah, that's it, that's... That's his time of the...
And he was having so much fun eating all the garbage.
You know what I didn't... I just found out. You know the Bayawa, the monitor lizard?
Yeah.
Apparently, so they're like the Komodo dragon, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're our version of it, of them.
Yeah, smaller versions.
They eat decaying animals in the forest.
Yeah.
So really, they're cleaners.
Yeah. And they have extra tough, like, bacteria on their saliva.
The Komodo, but I don't know Bayawa.
Oh, yeah. The Komodo.
The Komodo.
That's why if they bite you, your flesh will instantly decay.
Yes.
That's how...
That's how they kill.
Parang acidic.
It's super duper filled with bacteria.
Parang there was this National Geographic episode where the Bayawak bit the buffalo. And he just waited for the bacteria to do the job.
Yeah. Papatayin ka sa dumi.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
As in. But because that's their role. They're supposed to make it decay. Because they're supposed to eat like the dead... animal. You know, there was this dog I saw the other day. It was eating roadkill. It was such an... And I was like, is that another dog's?
That would be cannibalism.
That would be cannibalism.
But do dogs eat other dogs? I think they do it.
Well, it's a dog eat dog.
They're not supposed to.
But where did it come from? The dog eat dog world.
I don't think they do. That's
No, I know they're not supposed to. But like, let's just say,
does it happen?
Theoretically, out in the wild, if they're hungry and they put another dog out, I mean, like a dead dog.
Yeah, I think most animals.
If you put it that way,
even humans eat humans.
Yeah, but yeah. I just wonder where does the saying come from?
But it shouldn't be
dog eat dog.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's specific to dogs,
uh-huh.
as opposed to, let's say, because snakes on a regular basis hunt other snakes. But dogs don't do that. Only if, let's say, there's really they're not known cannibals.
Dog eat dog world.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Rooster eat rooster world, or cats eat chickens.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why they would call it dog eat dog, because they don't. They're not known cannibals.
Mm.
Apes, chimps are more known cannibals than dogs.
And they eat the baby
are.
Of other
they
chimps.
Do.
But
they raid them and then they eat them.
It's a pussycat eat chicken kind of world.
We know where you're going with that.
And we're not going with you. Camila says,
some days you do.
Some days, not today.
Not today.
He has value for his job today.
Kapag ang mga namamahala ng seguridad, may mga kaso sa korte.
Yeah.
And Blue Gray says, kapag ang city nyo, imbis na maya ang lumilipad-lipad, mga flying ipis.
Ew.
Can you imagine like in the sky?
Oh gosh.
You see ipis.
But they don't fly that high.
Hindi, they will. Tapos singla ka rin ng maya.
Oh my God.
Pero ipis.
Gina will find a way around that city.
I will just, if that ever happens, wala. Hindi na ako lalabas ng bahay.
Can I just tell you, when I was in Palawan,
I'll wear a protective suit.
We were snorkeling.
Yeah.
And we saw an eagle praying.
Under the water?
No, an eagle flew by. And it was hunting something in the water.
It was you.
No. It was so beautiful.
Humans.
It was beautiful.
Yeah, it was.
Ang laki nung...
Bird. Ng wingspan?
Ang laki nung bird.
Malaki yung bird. Malaki rin na.
Malaki talaga yun.
Pero kasi we were in the water, so we could see the wings.
Yeah.
And it was just magnificent.
Medyo mataba ba sila?
I couldn't see that much. I mean, I could see the wings.
The body itself.
Well, you never know because it has
feathers. They're like torpedoes. They're very streamlined.
Yeah.
I don't think they can be fat. Unlike, let's say, a cat or a dog
or
that
a
overeats.
Pig.
I wonder, no?
Because plus, they're always flying. So I guess,
like a lion.
Like you don't see
lazy
eagles na parang naka-chill. No, parang they're always flying.
Maybe the reason you don't see them is because they're chilling.
Oh, mali mo chill lang sila.
No, you don't.
Or parang mag-flap lang sila twice tas glide sila.
Kunyari, lions. You see them sleeping all day. Pero yung eagles, they're always like flapping.
Have you ever been to an eagle's nest? Malay mo, the time you see them kasi is when they're flying. But you know,
no, they're,
throughout
they're
three-fourths of the day, they're chilling lang pala.
They're always hunting.
Well, birds of prey are always hunting.
Yeah, they're always hunting.
Parati silang galit eh, no?
Yeah.
These birds.
Well, they're not really angry.
Do you notice Del's boobs? They're so distracting.
That's why people were saying hello to Del's boobs.
They're so big.
I can't believe you. Wow.
It's so distracting.
She's
look at them.
She's taking advantage
look,
of
it.
Look,
I want to be part
of it. Yung, alam mo yung she's wearing the...
No, I didn't mean it. I didn't know.
You didn't mean for them to just pop out.
No, Del's trying to...
I swear.
Chico, don't fall for the trap. She's trying to get you back.
I know, diba?
She's trying
kumbaga
to get you
kumbaga
back.
Kumbaga sa... Kung ang boobs mo lettering, embossed sila nga. Embossed sila ngayon.
Dati stencil.
Oo, dati talaga.
Dati stencil lang eh.
Kung dati 2D, ngayon 3D.
2D ah? Dodo.
Ngayon, dodo.
Dodo. Dodo.
Grabe, as in.
I must take a picture.
The first, like, ad-lib we had, I couldn't...
Take your eyes
I
off
couldn't
of
hear what she was actually saying.
All
I
you could were see just were looking her, at her,
her
so
cleavage. This is how it feels. Look, FHM.
Parang din rowing. Look. Parang din rowing.
Wait, stop making me look. Kasi when you say look, I do.
Pag kinunan ako ng FHM, hindi pwedeng bababa sa boobs.
No.
Okay na rin. Okay na
rin. As in. Para siyang din rowing. Para siyang dinagyan ng ano, yung...
Sabi sa'yo eh, pinabalik niya yung 90s love team eh.
Sandali ah, guys.
Inaakit ka via boobs.
Sandali guys, sakit na likod ko. feeling.
Kasi ang bigat.
Sa mabigat.
Oh, sabi ko sa kanya.
So, mamaya magpapahuli na sa polisyon.
Ay.
Hello, Mr. Officer.
Mr. Officer.
Sabi ko sa kanya, lose a phone, gain a boob.
Grabe. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 signs that you live in Gates of Hell City comes from Camilo.
He says,
yung bang 5 minutes ka palang naglalakad, amoy 1 week ka na. Amoy 1 week.
Sa sobrang init.
So all kinds of reason why you would be in the
pero I really hate
Gates
that
of
smell.
Hell City. It is.
That amoy araw.
Tapos may ano, combination of dried pawis.
Oo. Yun. Yeah.
Tapos slight
actually, mas fresh ang amoy ng fresh pawis eh.
Slight freshly squirted. Ano.
It's not squirting.
I don't think it's squirting.
No, it is. Di ba parang fresh? Yung
it's
fresh
secreted. Oh. It's secreted.
Kasi mas yucky yung nando so, diba, ng matagal.
Amoy araw ka na, ano pa, hint of, ano yun? Yung amoy...
With hint of Mongol.
Oo.
Di ba amoy lapis ka pag may BO ka?
I don't.
Oo, that's what
slight
they call it.
Slight hint of anghit.
But I love the smell of newly sharpened pencils.
Yun, amoy anghit yun.
Hindi ah, no.
Yeah, I don't think so. Layo ng amoy.
Because that's what they call it eh. Amoy, oh, amoy Mongol ka, ganun. That's how they say it.
Baka eraser.
No, the ano, the wood. Di ba amoy kahoy? That's why sometimes they also call you amoy kahoy. That's what they say. They say you're amoy kahoy when you're amoy putok.
Alam ko yung amoy lupa.
Iba yun.
Oh.
Pero yung the BO, amoy, amoy wood.
Hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
When I smell wood, I don't...
Ako, I love the smell of
you
wood.
You do?
Ako, I
not
do.
Wood na in a forest, ha? Yung lapis. Amoy lapis. Promise.
I don't know.
I don't.
But I've never
really
smelled it.
That's what these call it. Oh, anyway. But the top 10 signs that you live in Gates of Hell City. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or you can tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush, hashtag Gates of Hell City, and hashtag I want to see Del's boobs.
Hello to Perk, speaking of.
Actually, people are asking for an epic pic just
that's what I'm saying.
You know what I thought? He was going to compliment me on my hair.
And she goes, why? It's my hair. I'm like, no, your boobs.
Because I feel like I'm gorgeous with my hair today.
Nobody will notice your
nobody
boobs,
notices your hair.
Your hair.
Yeah.
What?
It's going to be all about your boobs.
Unless it covers your boobs, then people will start to notice your hair.
Or wala kang suot except your hair. Yung hair mo lang yung nakatakit.
Just go.
We're gonna take this break and continue this conversation off the air.
Mail. Fail. The Morning Rush.
The Morning Rush.
Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1.
Yeah, what's up?
I was born in the Nebraska Muning.
Nebraska Muning. Me, Nebraska Vite.
And Kalaa, Canada.
That's what he says. You sound like a special kids.
So, well, I am special.
That's
so,
true.
I am special.
I think you're special.
Yeah. Various... Actually,
oh if, my God, you sound so bad.
If you have like
and usually he's pretty good at like coming up with you know at least
accents.
Imitating the accent.
Astronauts. The astronauts are very space shell. They're outer spatial.
What's going on?
They're outer spatial. The astronauts. Astronauts. Sorry.
Kasi kanta na kanta.
Mahilig sa...
Mahilig sa mga
songs.
They're from Australia. Astronauts.
Hey, that could actually be a really good band name.
The Astronauts.
Oh.
No. I don't think so.
Astronauts.
Can you imagine Ryan Seacrest?
Ladies and gentlemen.
The Astronauts. Hampang.
All right,
here we go.
Yeah, but that's you... I can't say this
what?
Word. I can't say that word.
I want to see.
We can't.
We can't say that
no,
word.
I want to see. What is it?
Hey, nako. I don't know why.
Oh. Yeah, you can't say that
yeah,
word at all.
We can't. Let's stick with the
well,
space.
It was part of a song.
Let's get it started.
Ah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Alam na nila kung ano yun.
The synonym for slow.
Yes, it is.
The synonym. To slow something down.
Yeah.
Oh, no, there is a band, Astronauts.
Astronauts.
Nuts.
Just like Chico.
Pwede ka rin doon.
Parang balls in space.
Space balls.
Space balls.
Yeah.
Astronauts.
Astronauts.
Yeah, we played their song. Astronauts. Yes.
So we're talking about the cities today. The
city of hell.
Calzon City, Makati, Las Penas. Las Penas.
Ay! Ayun!
Okay.
Boom.
Buti nga.
Ayan.
That's what you get.
Ayan.
Last one.
Goodbye.
Last one.
Guys, we have to change the show. Today, it'll be a thank you, Chico. Yun na lang yung hashtag.
Las Piñas. Ano ba? Kaya nga, you have an accent. So, syempre, there's an accent. How do you think Americans say that place?
I can just imagine. Like,
oh, tell me, how would Americans say Las Piñas?
Look,
I'm not going to fall into this
trap. Americans would even say piñata.
Yeah.
Right? They can't say piñata.
Yeah.
They don't say it like that.
Yeah. So, sometimes the añe.
Don't forget to send in your thank you messages for Chico's, you know, what, 16-year career.
Do you want to put this to the test?
What?
Because, you know how sometimes we ask people to call us
We're going
to
phone a friend? Yeah.
No, not that friend.
Okay.
I'm scared. He says things that we don't, that shouldn't be said on there.
Yeah.
No, but I'm sure there are other Americans who listen to us. No, who might actually say Las Piñas the way that you just did.
No, nah. Wala nah.
They would, because like the Enya, like let's say, what's that?
Niña.
Yeah, like the...
Cariño.
El Niño.
El Nino.
Sometimes they say...
Do they say El Nino? Because we have a friend. Nobody calls him Niño. Nins.
Ninen.
Or, yes. or Nyog.
Nyog.
They say Nog.
They don't
Can
say
I have
Nog.
Some of that Nog juice?
They don't say Nog, okay? They don't even know the
Niog.
Word.
Niog.
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 So dapat pi...
Oy.
Oy. Nias. Las Piñas. Piñas.
Sige. Dig your own grave. Go.
He's on a roll. Are you trying to get fired?
No, you're doing it really well.
Feeling ko talaga mamaya yung stinger. The Morning Rush with Gino and Delamar. Wala na talaga.
Okay, fine. Ito na. The top 10 signs that you live in Gates of Hell City. Let's start off with Kuya Maui.
You're gonna live behind the gate for sure.
If you wake up and all you see, all the people around you are all your bienans. It's just the same.
You have too many.
The same bienan, pero like times, I don't know, 1,000,000.
Iba-ibang version.
Yeah, it's all your bienan. And also, Kuya Maui was saying, ito hell talaga to. The city will be populated by the hottest people
on
you will
planet.
Ever find. All of whom are not interested in you.
None of them.
Not a single person will be interested in you. But they're the hottest. No ugly people.
But sometimes...
Well, they could get drunk.
Yeah, that's true.
No, even when they get drunk. That's the deal. That's why it's hell.
And sometimes...
None of them.
Even if they're not interested in you, papalipas oras.
No, I mean, as in, they will have nothing to do with you in any way.
Oh, wow.
I swear, guys, really think a certain way.
That's the punishment.
Let's face it. Some people really are like that. I mean, I know of so many guys who aren't interested in certain girls, but when it comes down to it,
if need
they'll
be,
still do something.
They would still do something.
That's why
if
there's
the opportunity.
Annoying. Hence the saying, I'd tap that. You're not really into it, you just want to tap it. So.
Exactly.
Diba, a tap is like not a long touch. It's like a...
Yeah, it's a parang quick
touch and go.
Hey, for some strange reason, so many of our listeners suddenly want to move to Las Piñas.
And who could blame them? Chico said that... And I'm like, you will do the city very well.
You should be the mayor.
Yeah,
you
should be the mayor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
lock on... Tapos yung nila, we stand firm.
We stand by our city. Lock on Strata says, kapag pati ang hangin na nilalanghap mo, may bayad na. Yung parang per breath.
Parang meron. Oxygen bar.
Oh my gosh, that's so horrible. And birthday boy, Mash Plutonium. It's his birthday today.
Happy birthday!
Mash Plutonium says, every time na nakikita ko kayong magkasama, it always feels like hell. Mga demonyo.
Nucks.
Diba? Yung parang it hurts. It hurts.
Yeah.
LS Dominique says, yung biglang nag-segregate yung city ng plastic sa hindi plastic, ayun, naubos ang mga tao. Walang natira, naging ghost town. Camilo says, ang bakuna sa hell, ganito, susugatan ka gamit ang balisong, tapos dun ibubuhos sa sugat yung bakuna.
Yikes!
Ow. Ano, susugatan ka gamit ang balisong?
Instead of an injection, susugatan ka ng balisong, slice you open,
tapos doon yan.
Slice your... But then how sure are you that it gets through?
It gets through the bloodstream, well, yeah.
It's hell.
Yeah.
Diba? And,
ouch.
Shenong says, yung katabi ng Hell City, ang Hell 8, Hell Noidy, and Hell Jizz.
Jeez.
Hello, mo, Chico, I swear.
That, wait, they tricked me on that one.
Hey,
OMGN
You're
says.
You're too easily tricked.
Well, yeah. OMGN says, walang summer vacation. Laging pasokan. Wala ring weekend. Can you imagine if we had to work every single day? Forever.
But isn't that the way that people did it? The day offs are...
No weekend?
No weekend.
Didn't they have a weekend
before? Look, people... Either you worked or you didn't eat.
Really?
Yeah.
Are we talking about the Neanderthals and stuff?
Even the non...
Oh, siguro.
A little... even,
or maybe the way we see work now.
For example, if you were a slave in Egypt, putting up the pyramid.
Oh, well, that's true.
There's no day off. That's your life. Or the blacks.
Mm.
Before the emancipation.
Or the people of Ebenezer Scrooge.
Yeah.
They didn't have day offs.
Mm-mm.
See, what's his face? Tiny Tim? The dad of Tiny Tim?
The assistant.
You mean the dad of Tiny Tim? The assistant of...
Tiny Tim? The one who sang Tiptoe Through the Tulips?
No, that's a different... Tiptoe
Through the Tulips! Isn't that Tiny Tim?
No, like Scrooge.
Tiny Tim from Scrooge.
Ah, okay.
Oh, ano si Tiny Tim pala yun?
Oh, Tiny Tim din yun eh.
It's a creepy song.
And, Camilo says, umalis ka ng bahay, Quezon City to Makati, May 26, 2013. Dadating ka, May 26,
2014. Oh my God.
That was 1 year. That was Can't my, imagine. That's my life yesterday.
That's hell.
On C5. Ugh. Terrible traffic.
Is it because of...
Yeah.
Yes.
But hey, you know what? I just thought of it yesterday because I came from Subic over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And then imagine how people used to walk those distances.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I guess the only reason why we're like this now is because we're so used to, you know, having cars. But back in the day, coming from what? Sabi natin Baguio to
Mindanao.
Just kung ano, yung pwede naman lakarin. Baguio to Manila. Gaano katagal yun?
Yeah.
Now we drive it. We can drive for like 6 hours. Yeah. It probably took you weeks to just get here.
On foot.
With no horses.
And with bad shoes.
No shoes.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, my dad said, they used to carry like a sack of rice from like something like Laguna to Manila or something.
Mm.
As in a sack of rice. And then when the Japanese soldiers passed, they had to hide in the
bushes.
And they parang in the rice fields.
Mm-hmm.
So what will happen is mababasa yung bigas.
So bibigat.
Bibigat siya. So that's how it used
hard to life.
Mm-hmm. Very hard life. And the top sign that you live in Gates of Hell City comes from Paul Ignatius.
Paul says,
kapag kapit bahay mo, sina Sherry, Nikki, Enrique, Mark, at Eddie.
The Gates of Hell.
Hill.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Si Sherry Hell, Nikki Hell, Enrique Hell, Mark Hell, at Eddie Hell. Sama mo na si Rosemary.
Mm-hmm.
Saka si...
Mary Hell.
Blank.
What?
Because there was a singer before. His name was Hill.
Oh, right.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Just Hill.
Just Hill.
Oo nga, no? I remember that.
So isama mo na rin si...
Right, see hell. All right, so the top 10 signs that you live in Gates of Hell City, because we were called the Gates of Hell.
FYI. By Dan Brown.
By Dan Brown.
In his book, in Inferno.
Which is supposed to be fiction.
Yes. So, based on Dante's book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if you want to check it out or join us, key in RX, space your entries and send them to 2299. Or you can tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Gates of Hell City.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush.
Part 2. Guys, it's time for another news update here on The Morning Rush. My name is Del. Let's do it. Following her arrest on Thursday, and it was released on Friday, Amanda Bynes is claiming she was sexually harassed by one of the police officers. The 27-year-old former actress tweeted on Saturday, quote, "I was sexually harassed by one of the cops the night before last, which is who then arrested me. He lied and said I threw a bong out of the window when I opened the window for fresh air. He slapped my
Yeah, she said the V word.
She said the
what?
V word. Yes. He slapped my JJ.
JJ.
Sexual harassment, period. Big deal. Period. According to the Associated Press, the New York City Police Internal Affairs Bureau is looking into Bynes' harassment allegations. As previously reported on AccessHollywood.com, she denied using drugs and stated she thinks she needs to get another nose job after seeing her mugshot.
She's so crazy now.
She later commented on her hair, tweeting, quote, "I need Nicki Minaj's wig, person. Stat."
Wow.
Unquote. Bynes also tweeted and then quickly deleted, "At Rihanna, Chris Brown beat you because you're not pretty enough." Oh my gosh.
Wow, what's going on
okay,
with her?
She deleted it, but TMZ still got the screen grab of that tweet.
Of that tweet, yeah.
Now, Rihanna shot back and said, tweeted, "You see what happens when they cancel intervention?" Wow. One point,
good job, Rihanna.
Rihanna.
They were calling it best comeback ever.
Oh, wow. That is so...
And she didn't say anything bitchy.
No, yeah. Not at all.
She just said, well,
and for
happens.
All we know, she could have said it in earnest.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We'll never know, which is the beauty of that that
of
clip.
That tweet, yeah.
Because that whole thing was just wrong in all levels.
Yeah.
That statement.
Yeah. And I don't know if Amanda's doing this to get publicity.
That's what I'm thinking, because it's too,
too
crazy.
Much. Yeah. Yeah, it's too crazy.
It's too crazy.
She's trying to pull a Britney.
Unless she's really hit like rock bottom cuckoo. Because that could also be a possibility.
Well, but why
better
why
to
does
risk
it,
jail time.
Why does it seem no, like a stage, though?
I know, but would you risk going to jail just for... Wala lang, para it's too wild.
Because I think she's getting a lot of tips from the Lindsay Lohan playbook.
Yeah. Yeah, but Lindsay's not getting any gigs.
Yeah, but she is getting a lot of press. And
oh,
for
wow.
stars
yeah.
who are
sometimes
fading,
oh yeah.
Remember she decided to retire?
Yeah.
It all started
yeah.
there.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
And then
she
coming
had,
back after, what, a month?
Yeah.
Not even a month.
Right.
That was a short retirement.
She's going
She's crazy.
Crazy.
And that's really bad. Telling, it's like almost like saying, yeah, it's okay to beat up your girlfriend if they're not pretty. It's awful. It's an
yeah,
awful thing
course.
To say.
Of
and
course.
You just called Rihanna ugly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I love Rihanna's return.
I know, right? This is
I
what
love
happens.
See what happens when they cancel intervention.
I love that.
Classy
so
and
sad.
Funny.
Yeah. I
yeah.
think that's it.
Right.
It's classy.
Oh, Amanda Bynes. But even as
what a fall.
An unraveling celebrity, it's not...
It's not nice.
It's not nice.
I mean, of course, obviously, it's not supposed to be nice, but...
No, but remember when Britney was unraveling?
Yeah.
There was some...
And you were interested?
Yeah, you were interested.
It's parang you're like, you just want to like look away. It's like a...
Is this a desperate call
yeah.
for attention?
Yeah.
No, no. All right.
Because Britney, parang you rally up to her.
Yeah.
And, like,
and,
oh,
and,
you can do this, Britney. Get out of that rut.
And you really have this empathy for her.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I remember it. That's the big difference between Britney unraveling and Lindsay Lohan unraveling.
Mm.
With Britney, there was much more goodwill.
I think so.
Being thrown her way.
Yeah.
Hmm. Anyway, that is the news. We'll have more for you. And it is a Monday. That means the third news update will be about the number one movie in the United States over the weekend. We'll
yes.
give that to you next hour. For now, enjoy the music right here on Summer's Hottest RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Were you both just clearing your throats into the microphone?
Okay. We've got the top 10 for
Chico,
today.
But have you seen the... Have you gone to Zubik?
No.
You have to see the tigers.
I know. Well, I want to do like a tuhog thing. I want to do like a the dolphin thing. And
yes.
In one trip.
Did you go, ano? Did you go to the Close Encounter?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
They're beautiful.
But they're so bow.
Yeah, because, you know, they... Did they tell you about
yeah,
the urine?
Yeah, if they pee on you, it stays there for
3 days.
What?
Yes.
3 days, yeah. Ganun kabaho.
But the tigers are so well kept.
Yeah.
That they just started, if I'm not mistaken, the tour guide told us that they started with just 9. And now they have 30 plus.
And they're so, ano, like, what do you call this? So they were just... Some of them were all chill, right?
Yeah.
Like
in
their little
cages.
Houses and whatever.
But they were pacing, most of them.
And
right?
Then some of them were pacing, and it was so scary because they'd be
know.
Like,
ooh.
Tapos, did you see the white one?
Yeah, the Siberian tiger.
Oh my
tiger.
God, the Siberian tiger.
Does Chico, you know, the face of the tiger when it's, because they release two.
Yeah.
For the safari.
For the safari.
And then they jump on your Jeep.
Whoa.
Yeah, they feed them chicken. And it's, when you see their faces eating, it's like maybe 12 inches away from you.
Yeah.
And they're massive, but beautiful and wild.
Our tiger was busog though.
Oh, he didn't eat.
He didn't eat, but the lion did. And the lion, the carb him yet. No, but the lion was like slobbering all over the. As in,
wait,
his tongue was as big as my
and
fist.
In one?
No, the lion was in a different.
Yeah, because
there was a lion and a lioness.
Oh, we never saw the thing.
Because then you should have gotten the white package. Did you get to go to the crocodiles?
Yeah.
Did you feed them?
Yes.
It was so much fun.
Chico, when you go on to the pit, the crocodile area, I thought the crocodiles were rocks.
Yeah. Because they're so... That's what they're... another. But that's why they don't move
they
also.
Don't, yeah, they don't move. And they look just like, you know, parang yung bark na naglagay sila ng stone figures.
Yeah.
And I was like, where are the crocodiles? And they were like, right under you.
Ako, I wanna have my Richard Parker moment with a tiger. Because, you know, it's one of my favorite
parts. Life of Paiga.
Yeah. Actually, I wanna have a picture na ganun talaga. Naka-shirtless ako, tapos naka... Parang,
so, magsha-shirtless ka?
Naka parang white harem pants lang ako, tapos...
Hala.
Talaga, white harem pants.
Harem pants talaga, no?
Tapos naka-G shoes.
Naka-pose ako dun sa tiger. Ayun. The best.
But seriously, the crocodiles were, for me, the crocodiles were the highlight. Because you could, because with the tigers and the lions,
you can't
they
feed
them.
Yeah, you can't
but
feed.
With the crocodiles, you get to feed them and you get to control where they,
Tapos nightmare, na twilight zone ka pala. Tapos bilang parang, so what are we going to feed the crocodiles? Tapos sasabihin nung,
You.
You.
No, seriously, pag nalaglag ka dun, wala.
Diba?
Game over.
Yeah, game over talaga.
Surrender ka na lang and just like
pero,
accept
you know,
fate.
And they were telling us that some of the crocodiles, during mating season, they really get hurt. And they get limbs torn off.
Yeah.
And there was this, I think, a female.
We'll talk about rough.
I know. No, but they said that they don't even know the gender of the crocodile. They really have to look. The vet has to look in to see if it's a male or a female.
Oh, my Lord.
And they are not allowed to breed.
What? The crocodiles?
Yeah, the crocodiles are not allowed to breed.
Why not? There's too many of them?
They were bought from Palawan, and one of the, I think, the conditions was that they will not breed there.
Why not?
I don't know. But they do mate, and I'm like, well, if they're mating,
yeah.
Then how?
Oh.
But that's what she said.
And, all right. Ako si Poklong says, lahat ng cook sa lahat ng bahay, si Gordon Ramsay.
Hell's Kitchen.
Hell's Kitchen.
I don't like him.
Yeah.
He's too much.
Actually,
I mean, I like
everyone.
Him.
I can imagine yung medyo mainitan na ulo mo, pero it's too much.
Oh, it's a little...
I think he's just putting it on na rin.
Me too. No, yeah. I really think
just
it's
to get
a
mad.
Little bit of...
No.
I don't think he's really like that. Gusto ko yung montik ng the one time na montik ng magsuntukan talaga, and it looked real kasi he backed off and he never backs off.
Yeah, he never backs
did
off.
You watch that episode?
No.
There was this guy na sobrang napikon na magsusuntukan na sila, and he was like, turn the cameras off. And I was like, it's nag back off siya, nag-iba yung itsura ni Gordon eh. And he was like, basta eh, you can see that he, like, for once he backed off.
Feeling
kasi
ko kasi.
Nakasal talaga yung contestant.
Feeling ko kasi, okay, look at it this way. Gordon Ramsay is known for just being this person who is angry all the time. Or just so, siguro when they saw that, na parang, oy, people like it when you're angry. Let's keep it up. let's keep you angry. Because you know
that's his peg.
That's his thing. Yeah. And also...
Much in the same way na parang Simon Cowell was always the medyo bitchy one as the host. So parang... A judge pala, not a host.
And also... from OMG yan, kapag hindi ka nagbigay sa mga naglilimo sa'yo, sasampaling ka.
Wow.
Ang harsh. And Camilo says, pero ito, I don't know about this. I don't think it's very hellish. Ang ipamimigay sa mga feeding programs for the homeless, beer at pulutan. Parang saya.
Parang saya. So, kaya mag-sisig.
Can you imagine? So, kunyari, sisig, crispy pata, tapos beer.
Oh my gosh.
Ba't ka nang gugutom?
Good luck.
Na-realize mo ba, hindi pa tayo nabe-breakfast?
I know. Actually, ako biglang kumalam yung chan ko. Tonton says,
yung... Mag-sisig after this.
Sisig.
Kaya tayo, sige na.
Oh my gosh.
Tara, sige na.
Pero what's the...
Seryoso, there's a close one here.
Really?
Really close by lang.
Oh, sige. The one near his house.
No, there's even one,
downstairs?
No, the one kasi near my house. In,
you know why he was saying that? Because we're not on TV, right? We're on radio. As Gino was saying that, he was licking his lips.
I'm hungry, okay?
Sige, game.
There's a really good one in very near, in Ortigas Center.
Tara, sisig lang.
Sisig lang din. Del mabilisan lang.
Protein and fat.
Come on.
Tara.
Okay.
Tikman lang natin.
Para sa boobs mo.
Ayun diba? Naman eh. I'm trying to ignore it na nga eh.
One for the boobs.
Stop it.
One for the boobs.
Tara. Oh, that's more fat tissue for the boobs. Eh.
Oo nga.
As in, they really have...
Pero ang lusog-lusog talaga.
They have really good sisig.
Kala ko they have really good boobs.
Come on. Okay.
Pero, yeah. Sige. Game.
Seryoso ah.
Tara. Yeah. Remember that, that...
So, lunch na lang. This is our lunch?
No, brunch. Mid-merienda. Mid-morning merienda.
Mid-morning merienda, sisig.
Ay, sisig.
I wanna skip lunch.
Okay.
I agree.
No, it can be a brunch thing.
A brunch.
A Filipino brunch.
Ah.
Okay.
Oh, sige.
Diba? Hey, quick hello to Jem Laforteza. He's
hello.
Good morning.
He goes, Gordon Ramsay is the Hulk. Because he's always angry.
Yeah.
Diba, that's the Hulk secret.
Right.
Oh my gosh. Pag sige, yayain mo ako, sisig tayo.
Sisig tayo.
Sisige. Okay.
How anti-climactic.
The frustration.
Right.
Sisige. Sisig tayo. Tonton says...
Namin kanina na-excite na ako kumain.
Tapos puro... Don't worry, habang kumakain tayo, magjo-joke ako ng magjo-joke.
Diba tapos ano?
Nakakainis. Sabi mo, sige.
Sisige.
Ay, nako, nag... Ay, wag na.
Go, Del, please. Sige,
go, Del.
Do it for your
boobs.
I know. For my boobs.
Yeah, do it for your boobs.
I know, nagkakalaman sisi na ako.
Nagsisisi.
Ang corny ko. Can't believe I said that.
Well, at least you admit it.
I don't know what's worse. Del following it up with a corny one.
Uh-oh.
Or you starting the whole thread of corniness.
Welcome to the gates of hell.
Exactly.
O isipin na lang ito. For brunch natin, sisig, diba? Tapos kanin, tapos liempo.
Ay! Meron din ba dun?
Meron din.
Is this the one where you took us?
Huh?
I mean, where we ate when we had hosting?
No.
Okay. I thought it was that
Dito
one. Dito Ortigas Center.
Ah, right. Okay, so, and the entry that caps off the bottom half. The bottom half of the top 10 signs that you live in Gates of Hell City. We haven't eaten breakfast yet. Yeah. Comes from, let's see here. Comes from...
Yes.
Okay, wait. Asan na yun? Fat Kid Inside
says...
Yung lahat ng pasukan mong movie theater, puro sexy films ang pinapalabas. Tapos naka-ali-aligid yung mga kung sino-sinong tao.
Mm-hmm.
To prey on you. Kasi apparently there are certain cinemas
it depends kasi
notorious
on
for that.
It depends on who's preying on you.
Ah, no. As in like,
people you don't
scary
like.
Scary people.
Ah, okay. Kasi kung panalo naman, hindi hell yun.
Ay, nako.
Does it think it's Gino?
I'm just saying.
Kanina ka pa eh.
Could be a fantasy world.
Ah, diba? Yung alam mo yung each seat you sit on, biglang yung sa tabi mo may tatabi.
This guy needs a harem.
Ay.
Oh, but that happened to me before. I was watching a film.
A harem? You had a harem?
No, not a harem. But I was watching a film. It wasn't exactly a shady cinema. Oh. I mean, it's just...
Well, it happens in every cinema.
Not one of the best cinemas ever.
Pero may nag-specialize in that.
But anyway, I was watching a movie, and then it was like a you know, first full showing. So wala pang tao. As in, there were like 4 or 5 of us in the cinema or whatever. And obviously, there are a lot of seats, right? There's just one guy who really sat beside me talaga. And I was like, okay. So
weird.
I
moved. Daming seats.
So I moved.
Ah, pero he didn't do anything.
No, naman. Parang he was just... No, because the minute he sat beside me, I moved na eh. Parang I was like, this is weird.
Uh-oh, right. Don't even want to give them an
opening. Parang ang laki-laki nung cinema.
Yeah, why would you... And nobody, that's not the natural thing to do.
Yeah.
Grabe ka naman.
Parang, ano, parang pag alam mo nasa urinal ka, obviously you wouldn't know this, Del. But like, whenever you're in a urinal, tapos there are like, let's just say, 10 urinals. And then you're the only one there. He'll use the urinal right beside you. Then you know something's up.
Nagpaparindi ka ba?
Ay.
Hindi, dapat din sa cinema after you told that story. Hmm. Eh, para nakikipagkilala lang naman. Hindi, pero apparently, there are, di ba, like, before, di ba, like, one of our top tens, they were saying that there are actual cinemas na
known for
it's
that.
Not about the movie anymore. And
it's about cruising.
It's about cruising.
But ikaw, ito, this cinema that I watched in is in a really popular mall.
Ah, no, ito, these are like, almost unknown cinemas.
Mga Cubao area. Mga ganun.
I don't know exactly. Pero basta parang pag sinabi mo yung name ng cinema,
alam na
it's
nila.
It's known that that's what... I don't even know if it's open, still open. Kasi alam ko it's parang dangerous na kasi nga parang it's like a breeding ground for all these sleazy...
So, gano'n ka kadalas dun dati?
No, I've never been there. I just
Hello,
heard about it.
Siya yung mayari.
Ako pala yung nagpi-film showing. Alright, so if you want to join us for the top 10 Gates of Hell City, just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Gates of Hell City.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush, RX93.1.
Wow, requested tune. Jason Mraz, The Woman I Love, as we play another requested tune to someone who celebrated his birthday.
Yeah. Over the weekend. Happy birthday, Jolly.
Happy birthday, Jolly.
Hey.
And just in case they're tuned in, hello to Bella and to...
Hi, Bella.
Coke. I'm not sure if they're still tuned in, but hello!
And check out our epic pic. It's yes. Del's boobs.
Facebook.com/RX931. Delamar's boobs.
Boobs, boobs, boobs.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush, part 3.
Hello, good morning, guys. It's time for another news update. And it is a Monday. And
yes, it is.
What?
Yes, it is. Because I'm excited. I always love box office news.
As is customary, on a Monday, we give you the number one movie in the United States and North America. Now, it's a blowout at the box office over the weekend. Fast and Furious 6 is revving past The Hangover Part 3 in the number one position at the Memorial Day weekend box office. Universal Pictures' sixth installment of its muscle car franchise featuring Vin Diesel and Paul Walker debuted, earning $98.5 million.
Wow.
Wait, do you remember how much Star Trek earned on the first week?
Star Trek was 70-something, right?
Yeah. Oh, wow, really? It outdid Star Trek? Well, it's a bad guy, no? It's cars.
Yeah. It did. Because it'll be part of the news later.
Yeah. Okay. Meanwhile, the final edition of the raunchy Warner Brothers comedy trilogy starring Zach Galifianakis and Bradley Cooper and Ed Helms opened with $42.1 million, and it stays in the number two spot. Universal estimates that by the end of the four-day holiday weekend on Monday, Fast and Furious 6 will have pulled in $122 million in the U.S. alone and $275 million more worldwide. That would give it the second biggest opening of the year behind Iron Man 3.
Only behind Iron Man 3. Yeah.
So far. That's so far, okay?
That's insane. Well, because you've got Superman coming up pretty soon.
Superman, yeah. Right. Now, Paramount Pictures' sci-fi sequel Star Trek Into Darkness earned $38 million, so respectable at number 3, in its second weekend at the box office, while the Fox animated film Epic opened at number 4, earning $34.2 million.
Wow. For a cartoon, that's weak.
Yeah, actually, for a CGI cartoon.
Because usually...
I think it's just because...
They open big.
Because the dads, timing. Yeah, the dads are out watching Fast and Furious 6.
Yeah, and all the geeks are out watching Star Trek.
And Hangover Part 3. All your uncles are probably catching that.
Actually, there are... It's just one of those weeks where there's so much to watch.
Yeah.
And mostly guys. Guy films.
Yeah, guy films.
Traditionally. Of course, there are girls.
Well, it is summer. The summer movies are really big on guy films, not so much the rom-coms.
And Memorial Day weekend. Yeah. You know, this is huge.
But wow, it's just... I'm kind of sad that it surpassed Star Trek. Mm-hmm. I mean, I love Fast Six, don't get me wrong, but
yeah.
Wala lang. It's just Star Trek holds a special place in my heart now.
Well, I'll have to catch it later today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Finally.
But wow, you have to watch Fast Six too.
Really?
Yeah, and even if you're not a fan,
because I mean, I love Five.
It pays off to be a fan because you'll start to like, oh my god, that's why you'll have one of those moments.
Okay.
But it gets really interesting, and stay for the end credits.
Okay.
And you know what I like about the whole series? It's the only series where, like, a major player left and then came back.
Yeah.
I mean, usually when they leave, it's like
it's gone. They're gone for good. Yeah.
Ay nako, the series is dead. I'm not coming back. But they did, and that made it so parang extra special.
Yeah.
Kasi parang,
but you know, I realized like Paul Walker looks so different now.
Yeah.
He just looks so old.
Even Jordana Brewster.
Oh really?
Yeah. But then again, you know, you'll still love them anyway.
How long has it been since the first one came out?
You know what? Let's check.
Has it been 8 years or 13?
And you know, the nice part about it is in the opening credits, they'll show flashes of
the
first. It's a lot like ano, parang like Harry Potter and Twilight. Na parang they go back to the first ones and show
right,
you ano.
Right, and how they look. That would have been nice.
Okay, let's see. The Fast and the Furious.
The first one came out, if I'm not,
2001.
Wow.
12 years ago.
12 years ago. And literally, like when they show you the flashbacks of the first Fast. Oh my god, Paul Walker was so young.
He's so hot.
But you have to watch it. And for sure, there will be a Fast 7.
Oh, really? So there will be one more? I thought this was the last.
No. Remember Vin Diesel now, when he was here, was like, you guys are making me want to shoot Fast and the Furious here in the Philippines. And
so it means there is one more.
Yeah, so there's
at least.
There's one more for sure.
All right, so there you go. That is the news. The third one today here on the show. Let's see now. We're going to give in to a request.
Yes.
This is for who?
For Bella.
For Bella.
Oh, for Bella.
For Bella. Ciao, Bella. The beautiful Bella. Here's your song.
La 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 la.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. The
but
top
I think
10.
We have somebody to greet.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, we do. So can we just say hello to... well, let's say hi to baby girl. He's tuned in.
Hello, baby girl.
Hi, baby girl.
And let's say hello to his relatives who are tuned in also. The Gavinos visiting from Houston, Texas.
Wow, Texas.
Yeah.
Yeehaw.
Woohoo.
Wait. I don't think that makes sense. But hello to Tito Giorgio Gavino, Tita Cookie Gavino, and to the cousin Christine, who just finished med school. They're with the mom and dad of Vince.
Hey, good job.
And they'll be visiting Manila, Boracay, Bohol, and Cebu.
Wow.
Enjoy.
Well, hello.
I wish we could go with you.
Hey, and check out Palawan.
The state of Texas is known as the official state of the Babblegum.
What? Texas Babblegum. Oh my God, do they even
what
have that
state?
Do they still have
what
that?
I don't know, kasi bayan ng Big Boy yun eh.
I wanna taste Texas.
Big Boy.
You have never tasted Texas?
No, I mean like to try it again. I forgot.
Have you ever had a taste of Texas?
No.
Chicken.
Oh nga, meron din Texas na chicken.
That will be steak. Tough.
Texas is what? I mean, the chicken. What makes a chicken
palaban.
Texas?
Di ba yun yung palaban?
No, Texan naman yun eh.
Hindi, Texas.
Di ba
Texan?
Pansabong? Yung pangsabong.
Pansabong.
I don't know. Basta alam ko nga may Texas na manok.
Oh. Alam ko yun yung pangsabong.
May pangsabong, pero meron ding Texas style of cooking chicken.
Oh, Texas style. Kasi alam ko pag Texas yun
yung... No. There's a kind of chicken na Texas.
Chicken that's Texas?
They call it Texas.
Baka yun nga yung...
O bantam. Ano yung bantam?
Alam ko Texas. Hindi, bantam is a cockfighting
chicken.
Great, Gino. Why do you stop at the most inopportune times?
It's called a cockfight. That's what it is. Oh, sabong.
So what fights? I did them.
Oh.
Diba? Oh. What else? Kaya matawag na cockfighting.
Oh.
Oh.
And, interested ka bigla.
No, but, oo nga, ano may Texas? Basta alam ko
Texan
Texas.
Eh.
I think maybe it's a breed of chicken.
Yeah, yung parang yellow, yung, diba there's a chicken na red, yung red rooster. Meron parang yellow.
Yeah. Yellow? Yellow
yeah,
chicken?
Yung parang gold.
A curry.
No,
No.
The coxcomb is this what he's talking about.
The yellow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm scared kasi to type in a yellow on Google eh.
Why yellow?
Yellow fighting chicken. Pwede mong ano na lang.
Kasi or baka yellow coxcomb.
Baka ano yung lumabas eh.
Hindi, coxcomb.
Coxcomb.
Palong, di ba, in Tagalog?
Mm, palong.
Let's see here.
I know this is a flower. Tama ba?
Oh, by the way, check out facebook.com/rx931 for our epic pick for today.
I'm gonna look at our epic pick.
It's called Sponge Boob Squarepants. Hashtag Boobamar. Hashtag Dead Delamar.
Ano?
Akala, cause cocks ko, makala ko yung palong.
What's palong?
The one on the, ano. Akala ko it was yellow.
Ano? Just the parang neck area.
The neck area.
The neck at least feathers. In Iloilo, that's what they call them.
It's so funny because I'm looking at the picture, our epic pic. Mm-hmm. That's nakalagay sa gilid. Boost post.
Boost post.
Mm. Trina and 8Kirk8 were just saying that ang bantam are small chicken.
Ah, okay. Then what's Texas? They didn't say.
Mga matatapang na manok.
Ah, see. Okay. I get it. All right, the top 10 for today. The top 10 signs that you live in Gates of Hell City. Let's start off with For Any Boy. Pag yung mga... Here, this is a serious entry. Pag yung mga footbridge mapanghi, ginagawang CR ng mga tao.
Yeah.
That's gross. Kasi yung... You go to a... Or minsan yung underpass.
Mm-hmm.
Ang panghi. It's like being... It's like hitting a solid wall of...
Of urine.
Of ammonia.
Yeah.
Diba? Ang and, sakit sa ilong. Sakit sa ulo.
Do you remember where we stayed in Hong Kong the last time we were there?
Yeah.
With our friends.
Yeah, yeah.
There was an underpass.
Yes.
And it was clean.
Mm-mm. Super linis. And I mean, it's such a pleasure.
Yeah, you wouldn't get scared going through the underpass.
Tonton says, kapag akala mo mainit sa loob ng simbahan, yung pala nasusunog ka na sa dami ng sins mo.
Nasusunog ka na sa dami ng sins mo.
Speaking of nasusunog, facebook.com/rx931.
Okay.
Nade-distract ako eh.
Speaking of moves like...
Ay, nako.
Jagger. Kasi
Jagger.
Pag sumayaw ka.
Actually, we got the moves like Jagger.
Actually, they're all doing that like super funny, Del.
Yeah, exactly.
And then they don't get it. Chico, why do you have a cup? Duh!
Naman!
Do we really need to explain it?
Yeah.
No. So people are like, si Gino nagpapasimple. Hindi ako nagpapasimple. As in, nakatingin talaga ako.
Ella Mariano says, yung uulan lang ng ilang minutes, lubog na yung buong city.
Mm.
Diba like they say nga, like say, sa Espanya.
Espanya. They say pag, Espanya.
Even in our area.
Mag-sneeze lang yung pare, parang...
In our area.
Pag may dumura, bahana. That's what they say, diba?
Oh,
although, I think it's improving now.
It is. Hey, Vince was saying they didn't hear it. Can we greet them again?
Oh, sure.
So, okay. All the way from Texas, they're all listening. Welcome to the Philippines.
Ayan ka na naman eh. Please be careful. Mm-hmm. All right. So, hello to the Gavinos. Tito Jojo Gavino. Tita Cookie Gavino, and to the cousin Christine who just finished med school. And they're with Vince's mom and dad.
Oh, there. Yeah. So, hello. We hope you heard it that time. Hello. Good morning. Welcome. Mabuhay. OMGN says, kapag ang huni ng ibon goes like, pangit ka and then your name. Mm-hmm. So, kanya Emily pangalan mo. Pag nasa katabi mo yung ibon, lahat ng ibon, pangit ka Emily, pangit ka Emily, pangit ka Emily. Tapos pag lumapit naman sila sa ibang tao, ganun na naman. Pangit ka blank. Your name.
Like a mina?
Like a mina.
Like a flock of minas?
Mm. And also from OMGN, hindi lang ulam ang niluluto, pati paligsahan.
Ay, paligsahan.
Contest.
Competition.
Competition.
I am Mrs. Bond says, kapag yung mga tao, instead na tulungan yung naaksidente, sa daan,
tinitingnan lang.
Ninanakawan.
Ninanakawan.
Oh, wow. Oh, that happens a lot.
Really?
Yes, here in the Philippines.
A friend of mine had a really bad accident in Pasay, and his cell phone went missing. Yeah. His wallet was gone.
Even fire.
Yeah.
So yung minsan nanakawan ka pa, nasusunugan ka na. Kasi ba, like, you'd bring out all your
stuff. So no one's watching it.
Yeah. Lahat ng gamit nyo nakasabog. And
but that's a reality for us.
It is.
Wow.
I mean, you know, one of the things that people were, people were telling me, because I lost my phone, right, in the grocery store last Thursday, and everyone was like, no, you can buy a new phone. Of course I can. Mm-hmm. It's not about the phone.
The actual phone.
It's about the videos and the pictures. Memories that are all there. And
sometimes even like the messages, the text messages that you wanted to keep.
I know. All those beautiful messages are gone.
Yeah. That's why you should always sync your phone.
I know.
Hay nako. And also, Camilo says, kung kunyari, dalawa lang ang pagpipiliin mong amoy. Putok or utot?
Oh my gosh.
That is horrible. At wala nang ibang scent.
Know.
No other scent except those two.
What would you rather go with? Because it depends on the type of...
I don't like the inner smell.
Utok na lang.
No, kasi it depends on the type of utot.
No.
Ayoko. I can't.
Putok na lang.
Right.
I can handle putok but not utot.
Really?
Yeah. Kasi it's inside. It's the innards.
Parang, and it feels so dirty.
Yeah.
At saka hello, pinsan na ng ano yun eh.
Pizza na ng what?
No, at least yung putok, diba? I mean, it's just... Okay, never mind. Lilo Boy says, kapag ang malalandi na lang yung mga pangit, tas lahat ng mga hot, aloof.
Pero sometimes that's hot too.
Hindi, pero as in, not as a, ano, as in they will really never...
They will completely ignore everyone.
Not as a technique.
What's the difference? No!
I am Mrs. Bond. Ito another serious entry. Hindi ka na safe kahit nasa loob ka ng bahay. That's scary. That's a really scary thought. You're not safe. Di ba parang the moment you're inside your house, you're safe na dapat eh.
But remember those people who are battered, kids who are abused.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The idea of home where it's safe
it's
and secure.
Home.
It's not home.
May mga klepto ka na neighbors.
Yeah. Oh, ito ha. Imaginin mo to, Del, tong scenario na to. OMG yan. Yung kapag tinignan lang yung boobs mo, buntis ka na.
Ay, grabe naman.
Ilang beses na ako nabuntis.
Diba? As in, isang tingin lang sa boobs.
Yuck, no way!
Diba?
No.
I know, that's why it's a nightmare.
That's a nightmare kasi...
Gates of hell seating.
You have to choose the one whose child you bear.
Yeah.
Tsaka I would have sired so many children by now.
Lilo Boy says, pag ang lamok, hindi dugo ang sinisipsip, kundi lakas.
Okay.
So, datapos sila sa'yo, tapos parang,
Pero imagine, no, kung lamok, sumisip-sip ng taba naman, that'll be heaven.
The best.
Gates of heaven.
The best.
Papakagat ka na.
Papakagat talaga ako.
Tapos, Hikaru Jean says, lahat ng pangit required mag-post ng Giyomi picture.
Oh my God.
Patay.
Or video para worse.
And the top. Ay, or the bottom. Or the top.
The top na.
Sige, since the top. Last two. OMG Jean says, lahat ng ibon, carnivorous. Yung tutukain yung skull mo hanggang mag-crack open, tas kakainin yung brain mo.
Good grief.
Wow.
Diyos me.
It's like ano, tapos you regrow it. Who is that? The guy who gave the world fire?
Hindi, si Prometheus yung... Si Prometheus.
Prometheus, diba? That's his curse. That his innards get eaten by a bird.
And then
it grows back again.
Actually, by an eagle.
By an eagle. And then it eats it again.
Yeah. Tas he's tied to a rock. For giving fire to the man.
Yeah.
And OMGN also says, lahat ng iPod, ang mapapakinggan mo lang, sermon ng nanay mo at yung pagkanta ng kapitbahay niyo pag nagkakaraoke sila.
Oh, God.
No other song or music or podcast.
But I would rather hear the kapitbahay because at least walang galit eh. Kasi sermon ng nanay, Diyos ko.
At least kanta pa rin.
Oo. And then... And you know that no one's mad at you.
Yeah.
But when it's a sermon...
You know, funny because, okay, you both have issues with your mothers, right?
What are you talking about? Yeah. Of course not.
Oh, really?
Just like in general.
Not in general, ba? Mm. I mean, I don't know what the universe is trying to tell me. Yeah. Like, I'm a mother and heaven forbid that years from now... Of course he will. He'll have something to say about me. Oh, gosh.
Why?
I'm scared. It's scary. I don't want my child to hate me.
It's not like we hate our moms.
But you speak of them, but in a different way. No, I mean, not... I understand what you're saying. Like, of course...
I think we've just had very, very, very strict, even borderline harsh But it's in a good direction. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's coming from a good place.
Yeah, because it could be like they're harsh, but they're not.
They're not unjust. Unjust.
Unjust.
Injustice.
But I mean.
Chico, mm-mm. Yun na lang yung sinabi.
Why? Why the silence, Garcia? Mm-mm. Why the silence?
And I'm absorbing all of this.
Ay, sus. I'm sure you have your own opinions.
Because, okay, as much as I hate to admit it, I kind of see where my mom was coming from.
Right.
When she was being all strict before. Because I see the end product. And I'm pretty happy with the way I was raised. I mean, not while I was being raised.
Yeah,
but now,
not the process. But.
Yeah. In the same way na parang, okay, you go to the gym. You don't really like the feeling of like, ah, it's so tiring. But
you
know,
like the result.
Years from now, you'll be like, oh, wow, look at my body. Diba? Yeah. Kind of like that. So maybe that's your, ano, na parang, maybe that's what the universe is trying to tell you.
Tapos naging DJ din si Cooper. I can't wait to hear what he has to say.
Right?
His mom's stories.
Tapos naging partner mo rin siya, no?
Ano ba?
By then. And he would have been making all the age jokes about you too.
I know, right?
Or nagbaliktad
naman
kami.
He's nicer than you. Oh,
nagbaliktad kami. Ako
he's
naman yung
nicer.
Chico sa buhay niya.
Uh-oh.
Oh, that's your karma. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
Go Cooper. Make it miserable. And the top sign that you live in Gates of Hell City comes from Mash Plutonium.
The birthday boy says,
hindi ko na kailangan lumabas sa city. Sa bahay pa lang, Gates of Hell na. Sabi ng tatay ko, makalayas na nga sa impyernong bahay na to. Sabi ng nanay ko, huwag ka nang makabalik-balik, demonyo ka. So
it is already
on
hell.
Both sides,
on both sides,
diba?
Yeah.
On both sides.
Grabe naman yun.
Ang tingin ng tatay, demonyo, impyerno yung bahay. Sabi naman ng nanay, at huwag ka nang makabalik-balik, demonyo ka.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, diba?
What if your parents really talk like that?
The top 10 signs that you live in Gates of Hell City. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or you can always tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include #TheMorningRush, #GatesOfHellCity, and #IWannaSeeDell'sBoobs.
Hey, Chico.
And you can.
Boobamar.
You can. Facebook.com.
On picture, okay? Please don't ask me live.
No. Facebook.com/RX931. Check out Dell's Boobs.
Objectified. So this is how it feels.
Yeah. Pero promise, the picture does not do it justice.
Actually, the way when you see it in person, even I was like, that's not bad at all.
Parang Taj Mahal. Yung you see it in pictures, parang okay, building. Pero pag nakita mo, wow, building.
Ito, parang
sa picture, parang okay, boobs. Dito,
wow, boobs.
Boobs, boobs, boobs.
In fairness, Della, good job.
Oo.
Good job.
As in,
you might just be able to get away with a lot more today.
Kumbaga kumakain sila, ano, na-overeat. Yung parang busog na busog. Yung parang they're so full.
I can't believe.
Try mo kaming utos-utusan today. Baka gawin namin.
Diba, no? Talagang the power of the boobs.
Yeah. There really is.
I can't just, I can imagine all those girls who land.
Diba, ano mo nga? Plaster cast.
My friend did that when she was pregnant with her child.
Have your boobs plaster casted. Wow. As in, no? Alikay Instagram ko.
Can we?
Close up.
Hindi, kumbaga, ano lang.
No face, no face,
no face.
No
face.
No face. No face.
Just what we can see from here. Pero close up. Instagram.
Hindi, or you can just, ano, crop the photo that we took and then zoom it in.
Hindi eh. I want to, gusto ko side light.
Para kita mo yung shadowing.
Yung crevasse. It's not a cleavage. It's a crevasse.
Oh my God, guys, this is, you know, because I know this will pass. Yeah. So,
yes, it will.
I'm so alien to the idea
to
of it
being talked about in terms of cleavage.
Well, I feel like a piece of meat.
Yeah.
And I'm liking it today.
Yeah.
Ito yung mga reaction.
Pakuha nga ng 2 kilo niyan.
Ito yung reaction ng mga flat chest.
Tuwang-tuwa pag na-objectify
na. Kasi yung totoong malaki yung boobs, they hate it.
Yeah.
Because all their
it's
lives.
It's so uncomfortable
yeah,
now.
As soon as
hard to run. It's painful.
Hindi nga, subo ko nga saan tumakbo.
Hindi, huwag naman.
I'll try to run. Well, not right
saka
now.
Saka imagine ko, sabi ng mga, yung mga dati mong bra. Sabi nila, anak ng bigata!
Hindi namin kaya to!
Ganito!
Well, ga kami!
dati nakakapag-soccer pa kami sa loob.
Ang daming space.
Pero ngayon, ano ba?
Ang daming open.
Ang sigap!
Para kami sardinas!
Ano ba na?
Grabe naman!
Hirap na hirap sila, no?
Oh my gosh.
Alright, so...
Can we talk about something else?
Yeah.
Let's go back in time.
Okay, before that though, there is an actual question coming from Yogon and El Metano. Kanino ang mas malaking boobs today? Kay Gino or kay Del? Actually, I think today, you might have actually won.
Del. Del, definitely.
Del, no, today? Good job, Delamar.
You guys. Can we go back in time?
At saka parang, yung tanggalin, kunin mo lang yung nakikita natin. The very little that we actually see.
Oh.
Pwede na eh.
Oh, eh.
What more pag dinagdag mo pa yung iba?
Yung mga hindi natin nakikita.
Yung mga hidden treasure. Kasi,
who would have thought?
Malusog. Malusog.
It's really weird. I don't know.
I'm getting.
And I think din kasi
parang gusto ko shootan ng hole.
Papel. Pwede rin papel na nakabilog.
Papel. Oh. Oh my gosh, let's play a game.
Tara. Sige. First one to get paper into the ano.
Parang gusto kong ano eh. Gusto kong swipe pa ng credit card.
Chico!
Ay, naman.
I have no choice but to play the commercial.
Okay.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush. Part 4.
La 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 la.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Morning Rush Top 10.
Monts Radio RX 93.1. Mga kababayan, malapit na pong mag 1,000 likes ang boobs ni Delamar.
You sound like him.
Kaya malapit na po, huwag niyo pong tantanan ang boobies ni Del.
My gosh, you can sound like him.
Yeah.
Hello.
You can go check it out. Facebook.com/RX931. And check out Del's boobs.
Talagang yun na yung selling
Del's
point.
Del's boobs.
Eh. Yeah, no, the planets have aligned.
Because if you want to find out what we've been talking about
but
for
it's,
the past few
that, I'm
hours.
A bit disappointed with that picture. Eh.
It doesn't really show what it's...
It doesn't show.
Del, pa isang Instagram lang. Actually, okay na yung angle na yan eh. Kasi yung headphone siya nagde-drape over the ano.
Actually, yung wire nung headphone, nandun sa gitna.
May ipit na eh.
It is nestled in between.
I have to thank baby number two for bringing the boobs that
you know, one of these days in the future, you will look back and go like, you know what, child? Thank you.
Thank you, child. Hush, child.
Oh, eh, kasi pag in ano, pag kina Del, isa lang. Pag kinuha kasi natin yan, and then you use the high contrast thing on
yon.
Instagram, it'll really highlight the shadow.
Pwede bukas mag-tube dress.
Ayoko.
Please.
Ayoko. It's worse actually.
Let's have a ano, let's have a lingerie
no,
day.
No, because no, I wore kasi syempre, I'm wearing my big shirts.
Uh-oh.
The big shirts to bed. Because I'm getting big because of the pregnancy, right?
Yes, you are getting big.
Oh my gosh, alam mo yung parang, I swear, how do you say this? I'm sure girls with boobs, this is their lives.
Mm-mm.
But I'm a newcomer on this territory. So, alam mo yung when you free the girls.
Yay!
Yeah, you free the girls and you're wearing a shirt.
Mm.
It really look, I mean, I'm a girl. Yeah. And it's like, whoa.
Let's dress it up like cupcakes. Ta-da! Let's dress it up.
Ang icing ba may ano?
I've got whipped cream.
Ang icing ba may gatas? Wala, di ba? It's all sugar. Is
I
it?
Think so.
Alam nyo, nahihirapan ako huminga.
What?
You make me laugh.
Check it out. Facebook.com/RX931.
Tapos, where will they go after this?
Grabe. Oh, yun na. 1,000 na po! 1,000.
Mga kaibigan, ang 1,000 na po!
At para sa mga boobies ni Delamar, di namin kayo!
Tatantanan!
Saka talagang kayo.
You know you've reached a different level of friendship when you can talk about your boobs like this.
Yeah.
And not mind at all.
Kasi grabe talaga. It's so impressive.
It's kind of mesmerizing kasi talaga yun. No?
Mm-hmm.
Parang, you know, you try to talk to Del and you look at her face, but you know, after a couple of seconds it starts to wander down and then you have
oh
to snap
God,
yourself.
Oh my God, I'm gonna make a Kate Upton video. Oh, that's
oh,
it.
I wouldn't go that far naman.
Hindi yung ano, the challenge.
Alam mo what I'm craving now? Yung jumbo siopaw.
Stay away from
me. I wonder why.
Stay jumbo away from me. Hoya, okay. The sising. Don't forget.
Yes, yeah, of
course. After this for sure. Hello, all right. I'm already thinking about it. Nga, eh.
Diba? Oh, the gosh. Top 10 signs that you live in Gates of Hell City. Parang grammatically wrong.
No, it okay. Is. Gates of Hell City. Inside the gates of Hell City.
City.
Yeah.
And
parang Helsinki.
Oh,
hmm. J.M. Terrado says, ito, this is hell for you if you belong to a certain school.
Hmm.
Pag yung Ateneo'ng yan, ha? Pag yung Ateneo'ng yan, ha? Makapag, I don't even know how many it is. 5367346865393436384 pit sa UAAP.
Ah, like a, iba, instead of a
gajillion yeah. Pit sa
if you're a Lasallian.
Obviously, if you're from Lasall.
Sama ng, ano, no, ng loob mo.
And also, let's see here. From Jagger G, bawal na patayin ang mga lamok, ipis at daga. In fact, sila lang ang pwede niyong alagaan at i-breed sa farm.
Ew.
But in India, where they practice ahimsa.
Yeah. What? But I don't think they breed.
No, they don't breed them.
But they can't kill them.
Remember in that temple where there's so many rats?
That's disgusting.
You can't kill them.
You can't
them.
Kill the rats,
yeah.
And there was some...
Because they believe that it's people. They're people who got reincarnated into rats.
In, no, Amazing Race. They had one episode. I mean, one...
challenge.
Challenge na they had to do... They had to go in. And syempre for the Americans...
Westerners, yeah.
This is like unheard of. Yeah. To be walking around with rats and like... Hundreds, thousands of rats.
But there's even a challenge where you get put in a glass box filled with either snakes, cockroaches,
yes.
Or rats.
Oh, no, pero kasi alam mo, you know what they use pag ganon? Like yung mga sa fear factor.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that are...
Cultured yun eh.
Cultured in...
I don't
in,
care. They still look like cockroaches.
No, pero can you imagine?
They're clean.
The difference between cultured rats and the rats that are out there in the temple. That's
right.
Different.
That's different.
Well, the difference is, you know, the cultured rats, they watch Broadway plays and...
cultured.
They eat caviar.
And,
also, Blitzkrieg says, pag nakasalubong mo... And you know that it's the gates of Hell City. Pag puro country songs ni Faith ang kumakanta, ang nadidinig mo.
Hell.
Faith Hell.
Faith Hell.
Hell.
Si Faith Hell.
Hey, can I just put this one in? Marco Abyss has a really good analogy.
Okay.
He goes, looking at boobs, it's pretty much like looking at the sun. You don't stare at it. You get a sense of it and then you look away.
Yeah. Di ba that's from ano? Who said that initially?
I don't know.
Ano? Seinfeld.
Oh, that's from Seinfeld?
Diba, you look at it, then look away. Look,
you look at it,
it
you look away.
Away. It's from an episode of Seinfeld. And also, from OMGN, kapag nasa gates of Hell City ka, pag Christmas, ang namimigay ng regalo, si Santanas.
Santanas!
Si Santanas. Nakakatakot. Red rin naman yung suot niya.
It's kind of amazing how they're the same
yeah.
So many ways.
Diba that's why in Simpsons, yung ano, Santa's little helper naging Satan's little helper. Kasi they got confused the Santa with the Satan.
Oh, yeah,
kaya
the
naging
letters.
Satan's little helper siya. Madmut Mark says, kapag ang standard ng beauty, ikaw. Obviously, you're not very impressed.
Yeah.
Whoever ikaw
is. Oh my gosh.
Fishmark says, pag matangkad lahat ng girls dahil sa high health. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 signs that you live in the gates of Hell City comes from birthday boy, Mash Plutonium, again.
He says, again.
Kapag ang mayor nyo si Dan Brown at ang vice mayor si Claire Danes.
Paday! I wonder if we've declared Dan Brown as persona non grata.
No, I don't think so. Because remember, you know, you can still argue because it's a work
fiction.
Of fiction.
Yeah.
Not like, let's say, with Claire Danes. If you wanted to
no,
be
she
sensitive
really
about
Dan,
it, she really kasi described it as a ghastly place, Manila itself.
Mm-hmm.
So, ito naman, it is part of a book.
Yeah.
And right.
If that's the case, then, you know, all the other, like, people from the real Forks, should be angry that you know, we don't have vampires here.
Oh, that's true.
I mean, you know, it's,
but they're cool, naman.
I know, but you know what I'm saying. Well, like every single book that takes place in a certain city can now complain that their
city. But I
think
they're also extra sensitive.
I think so.
Yeah,
we're extra sensitive. I mean, it's not nice if people talk about your city as if
it was so horrible.
It was the most horrible place on the planet.
You know how when you make a joke, it's only funny if the joke has very little truth. You.
And, parang, and if it has, okay ka na to post something on Twitter or Facebook bashing the city that you live in.
Yeah.
Pero somehow when it's somebody else, you kind of feel like, ay, that kind of hurt.
Kasi nga, if it hits a little too close to home,
yeah,
then it gets painful. And then that's when people start, you know, going up in arms about against it. And yeah. Like, kunwari, you have a friend who's fat. Mm-mm. If you make jokes about his weight or something that he's really insecure about, then he'll get affected. But if you make jokes about something that's completely unrelated to him,
I guess it's because we are insecure.
Him,
about yeah, our, you know, and the capital. Thing is,
it's not that far off from the truth.
I think it. Oh, I think it's.
That's why.
That's why. I mean, where in the world do you spend 2 hours in traffic?
Actually, I read an article. I wanted to read an article that's neither pro or anti. So it was an article on one of the foreign publications, and they tackled the whole. Manila is the gates to hell. And the MMDA chairman Tolentino's that no, it's actually the gates to heaven, and it's and the way he painted it was that it's near perfect.
I don't
think so. His call was that that even Filipinos were like we wouldn't go
we wouldn't go that far.
We mean, do live yeah, here.
We're definitely
hell,
not
you know?
The gates of hell, yeah. But
I mean that's all nice, but I don't see that place that you just described right there. So I guess it's somewhere in the middle. It's neither the gates to hell, neither is it the gates to heaven. It's a little bit, you know.
We have a little bit of both.
Depends on where you go. Like,
like I said, you go to Palawan, then obviously you'll be like, oh wow.
Exactly. And then let's stick to Manila. No. Just Manila, the city. Mm. You go to the slum areas, it's going to be quite something else.
Mm-hmm.
But you go to Sofitel, and you know, you'll see that it's the good life. So, you know, that sort of thing.
But I guess the good part of Manila was not...
Included.
Not given any kind of so it's not put into perspective. So people who don't know the Philippines would just think it's a really
bad country.
A horrible place.
Because one time I had a hosting in one of the hotels in Manila.
Yeah,
like deep Manila.
Okay,
and I was like, I tweeted and I go, you know what? I just like, what if instead of going home, I just walk around until like you like in the movies until the sunrise.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just walk around Manila and take. And go where my feet take me. Hmm. And they were like, that might not be such a great
idea.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, and these are people from Manila.
Manila. Yeah. Mm.
So I was like, oh, okay. So scrap that.
Yeah, we know the dangers, you know, that lurk.
We're not saying it's a horrible place, but, you know, it's not exactly...
Yeah, in the same
it's
way
not
that,
all okay. good. It's not all
it's
bad.
It's not all good. It's not all bad.
Think of all the great cities, like New York.
It's
New
the
York
same
has
thing.
Its good mm-hmm. places, but it also has, like, you know, dodgy, sketchy areas.
It's my favorite city in the U.S.,
but
I wouldn't go around walking at night either.
But that's the thing. You have equal amounts of people praising New York and equal amounts of people saying it's a horrible place.
Yeah.
But the Philippines, all you hear is, it's a horrible place.
But then
I guess
when you start talking
where...
about the beaches, that's when...
No, you know what? We should ask Vin Diesel.
That's right. Because he loved
Manila.
He loved Manila.
Oh, why did he love Manila?
No, he loved it. The reception, the people.
Actually, the entire cast of
all of them, actually.
I think it really depends on what kind of experience you had to go through. I mean, because, okay.
Of course.
We cannot argue that our traffic system is the best.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's...
Well, of course.
Sarcastic.
You can argue that...
he missed it.
Kasi naman, mali mo naman, Dan Brown has been to Manila and he actually likes it. But let's remember, he is writing about Inferno.
Right.
It's just that, you know, maybe
it wouldn't mix na parang... Oh, the gates of hell has paradise in Boracay or
but
Palawan
it's
or whatever.
Nice, huh? Shepherd has to make it sound, you know. It is still, what do you call it? Poetic license?
Yeah, poetic license.
So it's up to you guys. All right, so the top 10 signs that you are in the gates of hell city. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag the gates of hell city.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Morning Rush Top 10.
Monts Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. One final plug. If you want to see Del's boobs, it's facebook.com/RX931. We put
you
up
know
on
that
epic
I have family who listen, right?
Yeah, it's okay. They can check it out.
It's too. it's not like we're looking at it with malicious intent.
That's what I'm saying. It's more like parang wow, what
diba
happened?
Parang, where did that come from?
Yeah.
Because we know it wasn't there before.
From God.
Yeah.
That's true.
It's natural.
It is.
No, it's all natural.
Pero grabe, as in, if people didn't know that you're pregnant, they would think you got a boob job. It's that, like...
Oh, really?
Whoa. Tsaka dati, nadadaan lang sa webcam, di ba? Remember we...
nadadaan lang sa webcam.
No, like before...
Means, kasi may ganung weird...
May angle.
That, no, it's not even... I don't even try.
Even pre-pregnancy. Pregnancy.
Pre-pregnancy.
Pregnancy. As in, nadadaya sa webcam. Pero ngayon, even in person.
Even in personal.
In personal.
In personal.
And see, I want to put like a stack of books in front of me just so it covers
yun,
her torso.
That's what I'm saying. Gusto ko lagay yung clock para natatakban.
Alam niyo, mahirapan niyo. Tomorrow, I will wear a turtleneck.
Yes.
Wag.
Pero wag din eh.
Kasi mag-accentuate lang yun eh.
Ay, oo nga. Hindi, kasi alam mo, if it's just the parang, kunyari, naka-sweater ka na hanggang leeg, you'll see the volume, pero you don't see the cleavage.
It's so weird. He's talking about cleavage.
No, kasi yun yung ano eh. Yun yung panalo eh.
yun yung panalo.
Sabi nila, bakit daw may pot ng bata sa dibdib ko?
The valley.
The valley. The highs and the lows. Mm.
God.
Diba? Grabe. Alam mo, you guys are such guys. I swear. They're really just flesh and fat.
I know. It's such a nice combination.
Diba? Diba? Oh
good
my
grief.
Gosh. Wow.
I wonder, ano yung counterpart?
Ilang months pa tayo na ganito?
Hindi lalaki pa yan eh.
Diba?
After you diba? Give birth.
The show will just get more exciting.
I know.
Tapos gangway, guys. Gangway. I need space.
Tapos, no? Fast forward to like a month from now. Psst. Akin si Delamar.
Diba? Nagsusuntukan tayo.
Ganun yung usapan. Ganun yung usapan. Akin si Delamar.
Grabe.
Huwag ka dyan.
Tapos, no?
Nawala yung pagkakikay nung show.
Tapos,
all male.
Tapos, diba? So, nagsusuntukan na tayo. Tapos, ano? Nag-submission move ako. So, pinatuhan kita. Tapos, ayun. Balik na sa dati. Nakalimutan na yung boobs ni Del. Nakalimutan.
Tapos, bilang pa si Del, pinipigilan tayo, no? Guys, tayo. Who are you?
Huwag kang magulo. Huwag kang magulo.
Tapos makikita natin yung boobs niya. Ay, boobs.
So, balik ko naman.
Ang gulo talaga.
Ang fickle.
Ang gulo.
Ang gulo na mundo niyo.
All right. So, let's do the top 10 gates of Hell City. I'm Dwayne B. says, yung lahat ng pulubi kamukha ni Daniel Matsunaga at Alden Richards. Ay, teka mali. Gates of Heaven City pala.
Oh, nga. Actually, we should do a counterpart.
Oh, nga, no?
Na parang ano, if
right.
we're doing the Gates of Hell City today,
Gates
the
of,
gates
oh,
of Heaven.
Heaven City naman.
Or the Golden Gates of Heaven. Parang ganun lang.
Diba? Tapos, Fishmark says, ang officer of the peace, si Chris Brown.
Ay.
Ay. Oh, ay. Yeah.
Guapo daw says, ito pinakamalabong entry. Naked lahat ng tao, tapos nagbabatuhan ng kamatis.
What is that?
Ang labo.
But that sounds like so much fun.
Diba yung parang, like the Tomatina Festival in Italy?
Yeah, where they throw...
Batuhan ng tomatoes talaga.
Hindi ito Italy.
Pero hindi naman siya nakahuban.
Spain.
But they're not naked.
Nakahuban.
Yeah.
No.
Well, the guys are shirtless.
Yeah. Ano to? San to?
Yeah,
tara, tumati na tayo.
Your boobs are out the window.
Tumati na tayo, tara.
We will go to Spain.
Just to see
just
topless
to
men.
Just to see topless men.
Why don't you just go to Boracay and start the tomato fight? Sabi mo, kakamatisin kita.
El Mitanyo says, your neighbors are all thieves, your wife is an adulteress, you are a philanderer, and the police are murderers.
Mm. Wow. Wow, what a world.
Hell.
Isn't that Manila?
Fishmark says,
madadan brown ka niyan.
Ang mascot, si Hell Kitty.
Walang kasi ho. Walang ho.
Hell
si
Kitty.
Hell Kitty.
J.M. Terrado says, sa sementeryo, imbis na RIP ang nakasulat, nakalagay GTH.
Go to hell.
Go to hell.
Go to hell.
Yeah, it's not rest in peace.
Kylie Gayahan Mo says, pag manonood ka ng art film, biglang mawawala ang internet. At worst, ipopost sa Facebook lahat ng binibisita mong
site. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
What there was a nightmare.
There was a link before on Facebook that did that. Na yeah. Parang yung nakalagay parang blah 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 scandal.
I hated that.
Tapos when you click it, it posts on your timeline.
Oh my gosh. They posted. Buti na lang yung sinag ko yung
Yung ano?
Yung ano?
Yung ano?
Yung what? Yung what? What? Yung what?
A certain, ano, actress. Never mind. I was curious lang eh. Tapos nakita ko na nag-post-up ko. Shush!
Ano, you were?
Ha?
You were?
Anong, I what?
You were curious?
Yeah.
Once?
Buti na lang, I didn't have to buy anything. Kasi, free yun eh, free. I am Mrs. Bond says, si Lolo ang congressman nyo. Anak niya ang mayor, si Apo ang vice mayor, at si Apo sa tuhod ang SK chairman. Sangguni ang kabataan?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sangguni ang kabataan.
Again, doesn't that happen in the Philippines?
Mm-hmm. All the time.
Mm-hmm. LS Dominique says, ang usong pet rat, pet cockroach, flies, mosquito, vulture, crow, at jackal.
I'd be fine with a jackal though.
Yeah, it's a dog. Yeah. Basically, it's a wild
sure
dog.
I'm sure you would.
Para feeling ko, they're lovely creatures.
Yeah. Wild though. Yung
wild.
Jackal.
Wild talaga.
Sa Cebu, ano tawag? Sa Cebu, ano tawag dun?
Alan?
Yung jackal.
I don't know.
I wonder how you...
I'm guessing they're still saying jackal.
Maybe jackal. Yeah. OMG Ann says, you bought a bag of air na may konting chicheria sa loob. Di ba sa... Minsan din sa nila ganun na yun.
No, but when you go to like a...
No, that's what they say now. Sometimes when you buy snack, it's basically air. Na may konting chicheria. It's a bag of air.
But pero, that happens when ano, when you're in a flight.
Yeah.
It looks so... Ano, di ba,
you know what I was going to say? I'm sure they had to readjust. I mean, in the when they started selling snacks on air. Kasi parang exacto yung pagka... inflate niya. Parang feeling ko a little bit more and it will explode. So I think they really did tests as to
no,
how much
I don't think so,
air they should, ano.
No, because all the, let's say you have lip gloss and you bring it into your bag. All of them blow it up to maximum capacity.
Yeah.
And then if you open it, then it's going to come out. But if you don't, it's not going to burst open.
No, pero yung snacks, parang exacto.
Remember when we were in Baguio?
Because it's the maximum air that the container can hold.
Yeah.
Remember when we were in Baguio? Same thing.
Yeah.
Like all of the snacks were poofed up.
Poofed up.
Mm-hmm. Because of the altitude, the rising
altitude.
I had to pop his snacks.
When you go to the convenience store, ang cute-cute nila. They were like balloons. Happy Melon says, when somebody says, no, later pala, sorry. RD Jamera says, the unforgettable smell of the MMDA urinals.
Oh.
Gumuguhit.
Yeah. Grabe yan eh. Hello naman kasi, I don't think it ever gets cleaned.
I think so. And the top sign that you live in the gates of Hell City comes from Happy Melon.
Happy Melon says,
when somebody says, wow, what a hot girl, you see that literally the girl is on fire.
This girl is on fire.
Pero literally. Fire. Not in a sense that,
sexy.
Not in the Alicia Keys sense. All right, so there you go. Thank you very much. It's a Monday.
Have a great week ahead. We appreciate you joining us this Monday, but we will be back tomorrow.
Yes, we will.
Hopefully.
Hopefully, of course we will.
And with all the things that you said today.
And Del's boobs will definitely be back.
I'll choose something. I'll have to buy new clothes.
check out our epic pic.
All right, guys. We got to go. Hey,
we'll see ya
tonight, because it is a Monday, the concert series happens at 7 o'clock with Francesca, Silent Sanctuary.
Yay!
On center stage.
All right. Check it out.
We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Goodbye,
bye.
Movies.
Bye.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. The Morning Rush.